The White River Junction Veterans Affairs Medical Center has a new tool for therapy and job training. This week, a group of veterans is learning to build, craft, and use 3D printers. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis stopped by their recreation room to hear more.
When you walk into the recreational therapy room on the VA campus in White River, it smells faintly like heated up plastic. About 10 people chatter around the room, hovering over computers. Mike Horn is one of them. He drove the hour and a half to White River Junction from his home in Greensboro to join this week-long 3D printing workshop. He was in the Navy for 14 years and sustained a traumatic brain injury. So today he's making a fidget spinner, a popular toy that keeps hands and minds occupied.
My hands shake a lot, so not knowing a whole lot about 3D printers and finding out all the different things that we can build and make, I thought that it would be a great tool to learn 3D printers and incorporate what I need at the same time.
Earlier this week, the veterans assembled the 3D printers together from kits.
The 3D printers that are on everybody's desks, they were in cardboard boxes when they got here. We had to learn how to build these printers. It didn't come as a printer. It came as this piece, as this piece, as this piece, as this piece. We had to learn how to put it all together, wire them. So it's been a process.
Do you think you'll be able to teach other veterans how to use it?
Yes, that's the goal.
Providing new opportunities, new options for veterans that are pursuing recreational therapy, a 21st century tool that they can use for everyday life or perhaps get a job.
That's Andrea Ippolito, the VA Innovators Network lead at the VA Center for Innovation, a nationwide outreach program connecting veterans to entrepreneurial ideas. Last August, the VA Innovator Network hosted a six-week 3D printing boot camp in San Antonio, Texas.
And over 70% of the veterans that participated found employment in 3D printing careers that had never had experience in 3D printing before.
For Mitzi Frazetta, this work is therapy more than it is job training.
Without art, I don't survive. I mean, art's what keeps me going, and it also shows me how much I've grown. It makes me move forward.
Frazetta is a veteran who served in Kosovo and Iraq. Today, Frazetta is chatty and friendly. She wears a pink shirt that says "Believe" in block letters across her chest. But a couple of years ago, she was struggling.
I had trouble after the war with my feelings and emotions, and I isolated, so I was agoraphobic for 12 years. So I stayed inside, and I didn't come out, and I made a lot of bad choices. I got into drugs and got arrested, and this VA is the one that got me out of my shell.
So she left her home in Nashua, New Hampshire, to move closer to the White River Junction VA about a year and a half ago. She credits programs like this one for making her feel whole again.
Now the 3D came, which is amazing because I feel useful. I feel like I can create something and build something. You know, it just gives you that sense of pride, you know, and part of society.
Ultimately, the camaraderie is what makes a difference for her.
I love working with other veterans because we have a bond that nobody else has. Do you know what I mean? And not just like my drug use too, but a lot of us always have like post-traumatic stress together. And even though we may not talk about it or deal with it, we can relate. And that's all that it takes, you know? So yes, it's so much easier to deal with other veterans.
The 3D printers will stay at the White River Junction VA Medical Center in perpetuity for other veterans to come and learn a new skill. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.